the sugya of Bahab. Okay, Bahab. Bahab is after Pesach and Shavuos. There is a minog Yisrael, it's not really a minog, it's a halacha, to fast. Okay, there is a halacha that we fast. Monday Bahab stands for Beis, Hey, Beis. Beis is Monday, Hey is Thursday, Beis is Monday. There is a minog
Pesach and Sukkot.
After Pesach and Sukkot, but not after Shavuos. Correct. Right. After Pesach and Pesach and Sukkot. Now we discuss this every so often. This is a topic that we've discussed in the past. It's brought down. It all really comes from a Masechtas Sofrim. In the back of some of the Masechtas and Shas, there are Masechtas Ketanos, small Masechtas that are not part of the main Masechtas, but whose the authorship of these Masechtas is a legitimate. It's they're very choshev. They were written, some say, by the Rabbanim Savaroi, or maybe by the Goinim. And in these Mishnayos and these small Masechtos, there are some very important halachos which are part of Shulchan Aruch. And one of the things that is mentioned in Masechtas Sofrim is the custom, or even the halacha, to fast on Monday, following Sukkos and Pesach. I'll read you the exact words of what it says in Masechta Sofrim. It says here, "B'Masechta Sofrim, Asher Biyodenu Isa, Ve'Hatal Midim." Now that right away is a very important word, which seems to indicate that this fast was not meant for the Hamoin Am. This fast day was only meant for individuals, students. V'Hatalmidim Mis'anin Bo, they fast on this day. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni mipnei chilul Hashem u'mipnei kivoid ha'heichol shenisraf. And because of the honor of the Beis HaMikdash that has been burnt, b'meh dvarim amurim b'tzina, privately. Avolahaskir b'tzibur osur ad sheyavar nisa. Now, okay, this is part of a longer quotation, but part of the basic thing is they fast this privately in Chodesh Nisan, but to publicize the fast, it is forbidden until after Nisan passes. Okay, so I want to go backwards. Let's cut to the chase.
Excuse me, Rabbi. Today is not Bahab.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. So that's exactly the point I want to go make today. Today really should have been Bahab. Today is the first Monday after Chodesh Nisan. Today is Iyar. We are now in the beginning of Chodesh Iyar. The first day of Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos. So that means today is the third day of Iyar. Today is the first Monday in Iyar. And it says here in Masechtas Sofrim that the Tzibur does not fast Monday after Pesach and Sukkos until after Chodesh Nisan passes. So that would mean that being that now it's now Monday, today should be the first day that the Tzibur observes the Tainis, what's called Bahab. Yet if you take out your trusty Ezra's Torah calendar, okay, which is the Bible for Klal Yisrael, you will discover that it says there that Bahab first begins next Thursday, and the following next Monday. Now, today Bahab for most of us doesn't mean anything because the minhag is pretty much not to observe Bahab. Today you don't see anyone fasting on Bahab. You don't see any shuls making big announcements that we're going to fast and we're going to lay in Vayichal. Today, you know, you do find shuls today more and more having a Yom Kippur katan, where people, Erev Rosh Chodesh, most of the year, 8 months of the year, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, they have a special tefillah mincha, Erev Rosh Chodesh, where it's a very long mincha, so it takes a long time, and some people even fast. And some people, some shuls, maybe you'll find even a minyan where they'll lay in Vayichal, they'll take out a Sefer Torah and they'll lay in Vayichal if they have 10 people fasting. That you do find. You can go, you can definitely find in this neighborhood minyanim for Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, Katan. There are 4 months here when you can't do it. You can't do it in Chodesh, for Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, because in Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to fast. But 8 months of the year, there is something called Yom Kippur Katan. But I don't think you're going to find anywhere in this neighborhood, you're going to find a special minyan to lay in Vayichal on Monday, following Pesach and following Sukkot. Why? Because this is something which is we're not able to do today. Today we're very weak. We're not able to fast. It's not popular. You don't see people, we don't do this today. However, there are many people that do at least recite the Slichos of Bahab. Not so much in a regular shul, but probably all of the yeshivas, the vast majority of the yeshivas will recite on Monday, Thursday, following Pesach and Shavuos, Slichos. It's a short Slichos. Doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. After you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you say Slichos. Okay, and it's not a complicated Slichos. It's basically the most popular. It's basically just, it's taken from Yom Kippur, from Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. There is no explicit, it's not like the Slichos of Asar B'Teves, of Shavuos B'Tammuz, of Tainus Esther. The Slichos for those days, you right away recognize the Pizmo and the Slichos were crafted and composed very specifically for the day, for the event of the day. But the Slichos that are recited... 1 second. The Slichos that are recited for Bahab are general Slichos. They are not composed with any specific event, any specific incident. They're just general Slichos of Teshuvah at this time of the year. Now the question is why? It's not clear at all why we indeed say there is such a takana to say of Bahab. There are many reasons given. In the Sefer Chassidim, he writes over here, "B'mei chil kvoid ha-heichol shenisraf," the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Simply, what he means to say is that after we go through a Yom Tov like Pesach, the entire Yom Tov is all built on the foundation of bringing the Korban Pesach, of Aliyah L'Regel. And we don't have that. We're lacking. After Yom Tov is over, we it hits us that, you know, we're really missing out in life. We're missing the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot really fully appreciate the Yom Tov of Pesach with the Korban Pesach and all of that it involves unless we have a Beis HaMikdash. And when the Yom Tov is over, it hits us hard and we do teshuva to be mispalel that the Mikdash be rebuilt and we once again are able to fulfill the Yom Tov the way it was meant to be done with Ali going up to the Beis HaMikdash and everything that it involves. Likewise, Sukkos. Sukkos is a very special Yom Tov where there was Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Everyone came to the Beis HaMikdash. They would watch the Talmidei Chachamim dance. Mi shelo ra'a simcha zo lo ra'a simcha biyom. Of a person that did not experience what it means, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, to see what they never experienced something like that in his life. If you follow along that pattern, you know, today it's probably even more pronounced than ever why we should have a Bahab today after Pesach. Who cannot remember seeing being sent in social media at least 100 clips of the difference between Birkas Kohanim this year versus Birkas Kohanim last year? There's a minig in the Yerushalayim by the Kaisel for the last, I don't know, 50 years, maybe less. Since 50 years, since 67, they got the Kaisel, they got back the Kaisel. There's a whole story behind this. You can go search for this online. There's a very fascinating story how this came about. Someone came up with the idea to make a magnificent Birkas Kohanim at the Kaisel on Chol HaMoed. And, you know, the first year it was small, and over the years it expanded. And now I think they say they have even up to 100,000 people. Is that possible? Is that possible? 100,000 people come on Sukkot and Pesach. They set aside a certain day, time, for Birchas Kohanim. And you look at the pictures, it certainly looks like there's no room to breathe. The entire Yerushalayim looks like the overflow of people who come to the Coastal Plaza to be present at the time of this magnificent Birchas Kohanim. And last year, I mean, every year it gets larger and larger. And they were sending around on Chol HaMoed pictures, clips of what it looked like last year and what it looked like this year. This year, at least the government opened it up because the Kaisel was shut down. They closed the Kaisel because of the situation, but they opened it up for Birchas Kohanim, and they had probably, it looked like 10 Kohanim, not more than that, and they were spread out as far as you could possibly, and there was no one else. And the contrast between what was last year and this year, it's very frightening. Okay, obviously, this is all for our benefit. This Baruch Hashem, there's a government that cares about us, that we should be healthy, and this is necessary. Dever bo'ir kanes raglecha, and Mirtz Hashem, very soon, by Sukkot, once again, we'll have Mirtz Hashem even more than ever, a Birchas Kohanim. But to see such a thing is certainly very unsettling, and just like Chazal and Masech the Sofrim, Chazal tell us that they were misaked, that after Yom Tov was over, and it hits a person very hard, the need to appreciate what you're lacking. Likewise, after these two Chagim, Pesach and Sukkot, which was done, the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash was very significant, much more so than Shavuos, because Shavuos, there are no private korbanos. On Shavuos, you have to be an Olil Regel. But there is no Karban Pesach, there's no Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we were not makif the Mizbech with the Arava and the Lulav, so it's a little bit different. The Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Sukkot and Pesach made much more of an impression upon Klal Yisrael than the other Chagim, and when we reflect now in Golos what we're lacking, it evokes a yearning of Chadesh Yomeinu Ki Kedem, and therefore after Yom Tov, we makabel to recite slichos and fast in order to be makari of the geula. The geula should come soon. That's one reason. That's really what it says. There are other reasons given. Other reasons, other popular reasons given is that during the chagim we relax, we're off guard. We don't have our regular sedarim of learning and davening. We don't behave the way we ordinarily behave. The discipline is loosened, and that can lead to averois. And in order, I guess, like to get off the zman, to start off the zman, the new tikkuf of the year with an intensity, and to be do teshuva for any avera that maybe we've done over the chagim when we were not paying attention, we were not concentrating on Musr the way we ordinarily should be. So that's why we start off the year, the new Tekufa, with a triple tinus. Another reason given is it's a change of weather. When there's a change of weather, it's a very dangerous time for our health. In the fall, everyone is terrified, everyone is petrified. What's going to be in the fall? The fall is the time when the weather gets cold. It's the flu season. Everyone is petrified. What's going to be? Will there be a reoccurrence, a resurgence of this that we're going through now? No one knows. It's a very frightening time. When the weather changes, the body has to readjust. And we need rachamim, siyata deshmaya, that our health should be in order, and we should not suffer due to a change in climate, in weather, in the weather conditions. Now we're going into the summer, and it's a change. And even though you would assume that it's a change for the better, we're going from a cold zman to a warmer zman, not necessarily. The body needs to adjust. And there are other issues which can affect us. You know, like the West Nile virus is something which is really in the summer. That's when there's humidity and there are fleas and mosquitoes. Each season has its unique issues. So when we change into a different time of the year of weather, then it's a time to do teshuvah in order to be mevakesh rachamim from Hashem, that we have siyata d'shmaya, and not, rachman l'tzlan, have any issues with our health. So those are basically three reasons. Okay, we've given basically so far three reasons. Either it's after Yom Tov, we feel the pain of the Chorban, or after Yom Tov, we do teshuvah for any possible sins we have committed during this time, and we strengthen ourselves going forward, or because there is a change in weather and it's dangerous. Now, it mentions over here in the Sefer Hasidim that the Monday, Thursday, Monday, it's not an absolute day. It's not like it's on the calendar. Okay, this Monday, this Thursday, this Monday. It's a variable. Some people will start earlier, some will start later. It depends. You can observe the Monday, Thursday, Monday whenever you want. And the Talmidim, the students, Talmidim, they would observe the Monday, Thursday, Monday immediately after Yom Tov. But the Tzibur, the Hamoinam, they need some more time, you know, to adjust, to get back into the swing of things. They do not begin this Aval Hazkir B'Tzibur Osur Ad Sheyavar Nisan, until Nisan passes. And indeed, this is the rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is that today in our generation, there's no such thing as Talmidim observing Bahab on their own. Bahab, if you observe it, period, or at least if you say Slichos on Bahab, like many yeshivas do, it's universal. It's in the calendar. It's in the Ezra's Torah calendar, when to say Bahab. And the calendar depends on, there has to be an announcement. Now the announcement is done. It's in the article Siddur. The announcement is done. The announcement cannot take place during Chodesh Nisan, because during Chodesh Nisan is a zman of simcha. It's a zman of joy. And there are no hespedim. We don't fast. We don't say tachnun. It's a month of Nisan. We don't even want to announce that the following Monday, Thursday, Monday, we are going to fast. So in other words, first of all, the first you say is there has to be an announcement, a public announcement in shul to remind people that we are going to fast or say slichos before we can do it. This public announcement cannot take place in Chodesh Nisan. So we first must wait for Chodesh Nisan to pass. Then we need to have a Shabbos. And on that Shabbos, before we put back the Sefer Torah, the Gabbai reads a special Misha Berach, which is in the Siddur. Maybe I'll read it to you in a second. Then may Hashem bless the people that are willing to fast and observe the fast day of Monday, Thursday, Monday. They should receive special blessing because what they're doing is very important. It's granting for the Tzibur Rachamim from Hashem to grant us Siyata D'Shmai going forward. That public announcement must take place on a Shabbos after Chodesh Nisan has passed. And then immediately thereafter, we have Monday, Thursday. Monday is the fast to be observed. Now, here's the problem. First of all, this past Shabbos, it was no longer Chodesh Nisan. This last Shabbos was the first day of Chodesh Iyar. So, according to what it says in Sefer Hasidim, it would have been ideal that this past Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, an announcement be made in the form of the Misha Berach after the Haftarah, before we put back the Sefer Torah, to announce that this week you should all begin observing Bahab. What are you waiting for? What's the delay? Yet, first of all, there were no minyanim in Flatbush. That's an interesting thing also. There was no minyanim altogether. No one had minyanim. And even if there would have been minyanim, in the Ezra's Torah Luach, it said that the announcement does not take place this Shabbos because it's Rosh Chodesh. And it's not proper to make an announcement that people should fast and do teshuvah on Rosh Chodesh. Now that's very interesting because that's not what it says in Sefer Chassidim. And that's what it says in Masechet Sofrim. In Masechet Sofrim it says, Avol lehazkir b'tzibur, to make the announcement in the tzibur, osur, ad sheya'avor Nisan. Nisan is over. Doesn't say anything that you can't make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh. Pilei ployim. And indeed, it's not so simple. Okay, it's not so simple at all. I'll read you here from the Shelus Utshuvus of the Maharsham. The Maharsham writes,
why don't you say Sveika de Yoma?
What do you mean Sveika? Sveika de Yoma would mean even on Friday it's Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean Sveika de Yoma? It is
certain. No, Sveika de Yoma are Rosh Chodesh in your
Chutzlaris. Yeah.
Sveika de Yoma when Rosh Chodesh is.
So that means that either Rosh Chodesh is either Shabbos or it was Friday. The Sveika de Yoma is the first day of Iyar is either Shabbos or the first day of Iyar was on Friday. But certain.
If they saw the moon. The Sveika de Yoma is that they had to announce that it was Rosh Chodesh. They had to make the Menduris to send the message that today's Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow's Rosh
Chodesh. The Sofik, the Sveika de Yoma was on Friday. The Sofik was on Friday. The only Sofik was on Friday. By Shabbos, it was for sure already Iyar. For sure, no matter what. The only Sofik is Friday.
It's
Shabbos.
No.
You can.
Okay.
You can be Mekadish. They all were Mekadish.
Right.
So indeed,
right.
The truth is, this is not so simple. We are reading what it says in the Maharsham. The Maharsham says, Nishal, heyois, ki b'shon ezoi, chal yoim beis ha'achron shel bahab. I'm reading the wrong piece. Ba'orcha sholchon. Where is it? One moment here. I want to read you the exact words. What to do this year? When to make the announcement? Oh, here it is. Okay, I read from the wrong teshuvah. The wrong writes here, HaMogen Avram, maybe, as Diri HaShach, Shabbos HaRishon, here it is. It's the Mogen Avram, Beferish HaMogen Avram. He brings the Shach. Shabbos HaRishon, Shachar Rosh Chodesh, Mevorcha Misha Mesani, making the name out. Uvi El Yerabba, maybe, Ha, the cause of Maharil, Shabbos, Shemavarchin Rosh Chodesh. Oh, here's where it comes from. Let me read you the whole thing. Shabbos Shemavarchin Rosh Chodesh. Ein Lahaskir. Okay, that's not that. That was last week. Shenemar. B'yoyim Toivo Heye B'toiv. Mikol Mok. Mikol Shekain B'shat. Mikol Shekain. B'Shabbos v'hu Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so the Elio Rabba writes our custom that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, being that it is a holiday, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not proper to mention that there's going to be a Tainis Bahab. Even though in Masechta Sofrim, the only requirement is that you already pass through Chodesh Nisan. That was just like this year. The Yosef Das. Okay, this is one of the commentators on Yoredeya. He writes, Vitzavisi, he was one of the biggest poskim of the generation. I gave the command, Levorech Bahab B'Shabos Rosh Chodesh L'Hisanos Tekif Bahab B'Shavua Zo. So he writes a Maisa Shehoya that the Yosef Das, it was a year just like this year, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, He gave instructions to the Kehillah that this Per Shabbos, after they read the Haftarah, they should make the Misha Berach, that anyone that will fast and recite the Slicha should be blessed. In other words, making an announcement that today, Monday, today, right now, should be a Tainus. Uviemes ha'olam nohagu, v'chein kosa b'luchay shemavarchem b'ha b'shabbos ha'shniyah, period. This used to be the ancient custom. This used to be the way it was done. They made the Mishra Berach on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and today would be a fast day, and Thursday would be a fast day, and the following Monday would be a fast day. Uve emes hamaril kosav kein bedroshos. The Maril says that he's the makar of all of the menhagim. That's what he says to do. The chein chosav halavush. V'huv b'choy gyakav, v'simen tov tzadi beis sivkon beis. Uvi emes, shalofi ani astaiti, medivri harama mashma, from the words of the Ramot's mashma, shemakdimi miyad, kol she'efshel lis'anois, a person should fast as soon as possible. Don't play games. When it comes to a tainus, don't play games. You should fast as soon as possible. V'chein yesh lochosh, and he writes something very shocking. A person may die. Can you imagine? If you wait a week, Rachmana Litzlan, what's going to be with all of the people, Rachmana Litzlan, who are going to die this week? They're going to die without doing teshuva. If someone's going to die this week, at least he'll say slichus today. So if he'll say slichus today, he will have done teshuva before he died. But if you're going to say, no, don't say the slichus until next Monday, so then they're going to die without saying slichus. Could you imagine such a thing he writes to this? Okay, so he cries over the Levush, the Maharil, the Yosef Das, and from the Ramot's Mashma, and don't forget that it says over here in Sefer Hasidim also, in Sechta Sofim, it says Beferish that Nisan has to pass. Nisan passed! So all of the indications are the ideal thing to do is the announcement should have been made this past Shabbos, and we would fast today, and we would fast on Thursday, and the next on Monday. And over here he goes on to say, running out of time, something very fascinating. There's another very important reason why we should begin to fast this Monday, this Thursday, next Monday. Because if we're going to wait until next Monday and next Thursday and the next Monday, we're going to have a conflict. What's the conflict? We're going to observe Bahab. What are we going to do? We're going to observe Bahab next week, right? We're going to observe Bahab. Let me look at the calendar. Next week. Next Thursday is Erev Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is, in Halacha, according to some, a Yom Tov. Do you say Tachnun on Erev Pesach Sheni? There are different minhagim. Many people do not. Now let's go ahead to the next Monday. The next Monday is Erev Lag BaOmer. Do you say Tachnun at the mincha before Lag BaOmer? No, you don't. Problem is, according to our calendar, what it says in the Ezra's Luach calendar, the Ezra's Torah calendar, we will be, those who observe Bahab will be observing Bahab Erev Pesach Sheni and Erev Lag BaOmer, which to a degree is a conflict with Bahab. Because if you're going to observe a day that's a Tainus, it would be ideal that the entire day should be 100% a Tainus. When it comes Mincha, you want to say Tachnun, you're going to learn Vayichal. But if we're going to observe Bahab, if a person would observe Bahab fully this year, when it comes to Mincha, which is some learn the most important, the most potent moment of the Tainus, is Mincha, that is Erev Lag BaOmer and Erev Pesach Sheni.
Bring a rai from here that to say Tachna by Mincha is nishtazoi wichtig.
I'm sorry, that doesn't work like that. So it's fascinating how everything we have here on record is working against us, working against what it says in the Elia Rabbah, which is the Minico Olam, as the proof is the Ezra's Torah Luach. From the Levush, the Ramah, the Maharil, who is the source of all Minhagim, and the Yosef Das, Halacha L'Maisa, who is the Maisa Ravi Paskin, and what it says, Beferish Mesech the Soifrim, all you need is Pesach, Nisan has to pass. This past Shabbos was, according to all opinions, Chodesh Iyar. An announcement could have been made. And in fact, that's what the Yosef Das says should have been done. And what's Mashmim, the Levush and the Ramah, and all the Poskim down the line, especially, why would you want to delay fasting and doing teshuva? Who knows? Ma Yeled Yom, who knows what's going to be? And
if you don't make an announcement, you can't...
No. That's what it says in Masech HaSofim. You must make the announcement.
So it writes,
that's what he writes in Masech, the Talmidim, the students, the Yechidim who did it on their own. But there's also a Din on the Tzibur. And he says for the Tzibur, for the Hamoinam, the Tzibur to participate in this. Today we only do it with the Tzibur to participate. There must be a public announcement. There must be a public announcement. You're saying, right, why are you talking to the public announcement? You're asking a very good question. Who needs a public announcement? Excellent question. Who needs a public announcement? The answer is, because in Shulchan Aruch, you don't get credit for fasting unless there is a Kabbalah. It's a very important point. I left out.
If a person
wakes up in the morning and he's in a rush, he runs to work and he doesn't have a chance to have a cup of coffee, and he goes into a business meeting and there's an emergency and he's working intensely the entire day, and now it's 8 o'clock and then he realizes, guess what? I didn't eat the whole day. I didn't put even a cup of coffee, not a morsel of food went into my mouth the entire day. So can the prayer, so this will count as a tainus. Anyway, accepted upon myself that I was going to fast one day a year in honor of whatever the event was. Oh, so look at that. Today, in hindsight, retroactively, will be considered to be a tainus. Guess what? It doesn't work. The only way you get credit in the world of halacha for fasting, that it should be considered a fast day to get that credit, which whatever that means, I don't know what that means exactly, but whatever it means, there has to be a formal acceptance the day before that I, tomorrow, am going to fast. So in order for the tzibur should get credit for fasting, Beis Din has to make the announcement. And the announcement is made formally in the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos at Mincha. That's how we get credit for the fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. According to everything that it says here, today should be a fast day. Because according to Masech HaSofrim, we've passed through Nisan. Shabbos was Iyar. Number two, a person should never delay fasting if he anyway has to fast. You don't know what's going to be the next day. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Person doesn't want to leave this world without having an extra dosage of teshuva, especially with the tzibur. The Ramah says to fast right away. The Levush says to fast right away. The Maharil says to fast right away. And the Yosef Das, he paskin halacha l'maisa in his community. They should make the announcement in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and they fasted Monday, Thursday, Monday. But Rabbeisai, the Elia Rabbah, won the day. He won, and the Ezra's Torah Luach says, for whatever reason, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, it's a Yom Tov, no one is interested in hearing about fasting and about saying slichos. We're very delicate creatures. We can't deal with this. And in our generation, it's incredible, incredible thing. Even though almost everything that we build, our foundation of halacha, is built upon all of these all of these people. And as I just mentioned also, because we delay a week in beginning the process, we come in conflict with Lag BaOmer and with Pesach Sheni. It's incredible insight. The one who won the day was the Eliyahu Rabbah. We make the announcement for the very first time this coming Shabbos. And we first fast, those who fast, the following Monday, Thursday, Monday, which will be borderline, which will indeed be in conflict with Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer. Okay, so this is something just to bring out the point very quickly. One other point which touches upon this principle. What happens next week? Let's talk about next Shabbos. What will happen next Shabbos if you'll be in Shul Mir Hashem? Hopefully, this whole thing will be miraculously over by next Shabbos, and we'll be back in Shul. If there's an Ufruf next Shabbos, does the Gabbai of the Shul make the announcement if there's an Ufruf on Shabbos morning? So the halacha is no. If there is an Ufruf, you don't make the announcement. You wait until Mincha to make the announcement. Who says this? The Magen Avraham says this. The Magen Avraham says that if you come to Shul and it's the Shabbos when you're supposed to make the announcement, but there's a Simcha, there's an Ufruf, you know, it's not nice. It's not nice when the chassan is standing there by the bima. He got his aliyah. They just threw the bags. It's a moment of joy, a new beginning. It's not proper now to make a solemn announcement. Rabbeisai, Monday and Thursday are fast days. Everyone should remember to fast and to say slichos and do teshuvah. We're all gonna die. It's not proper. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says you should push off the announcement until Mincha. And then there's a question. There's a very big debate. What happens if there is a bar mitzvah in Shul? Should they make the announcement by Mincha or should they still make the announcement by Shachas? So along comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and he says something very, very fascinating.
Beyond bar mitzvah.
Who says Bo Bayom? Has to be Bo Bayom. Why? Why by Bayom? The boy, that's the Aliyah. He's Oil of the Torah. Why Bo Bayom? All right. Okay. Let's say it's Bo Bayom. We want to make it easier.
He's not really bar mitzvah yet.
Okay, but he's Oil. He gets his first Aliyah. It's a Simcha. Okay. I don't know the answer. It doesn't really matter. Rav Moshe comes along and Rav Moshe says, there's no such thing. The Magen Avraham only talks about a chosan. The Magen Avraham makes no mention whatsoever of a bar mitzvah boy. And he says, Rav Moshe says, even a chosan bizman hazeh, you should make the announcement. You should make the mishaberach. Why? Rav Moshe explains something very, very, very simple, very beautiful, which we don't do today. It used to be back in the day, in the ancient times, every ufruf, they laned a different haftarah, or they laned two haftarahs. They would lane the haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim. We today have a very fixed haftarah. We lane every parsha in the back of the Chumash. It says what the haftarah is. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we lane our Shemayim Kisi. Okay, if it's Mocha Chodesh, we lane the parsha, the haftarah. But it used to be that a haftarah was not etched in stone. The rabbi of the shul would make a decision what was the appropriate haftarah for the parsha. Every rabbi had discretion. What he felt, every rabbi was a baki muflug in Tanakh, in Nevi'im, and he can select a section of Navi that he felt related to the current events. It was necessary for people to hear this week. And by extension, when there was a chosan in shul, by default, the haftorah was the haftorah that we lane on Parshas Nitzavim. The pasuk there says, sois osis. And it mentions there, kim sois chosan al kala, kin yosis olayich elokoyich. Okay, in the haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, it compares the relationship of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, to the increased relationship of Chosn and Kala, to the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That was the standard Haftorah that was laid whenever there was an Ufraf. Today we do not do that. There are some communities that still do that. They lay in the regular Haftorah of the Parashas HaShavua, but they will also lay in two or three psukim, the first two or three psukim of Parashas Nitzavim, which mention those psukim, in order to fulfill a token fulfillment of the minik from Yamim Kadmonim of when they lay in that Haftorah. But more or less, all of the shuls that we've been in, I've never seen this done, maybe you did, but all the shuls that I've been in, I've never seen when there's a chosn kala, they lay in that Haftorah. Therefore, Rav Moshe says that since the only reason why the Magen Avraham says that when there's a chosn and kal in the Beis HaKnesses, that when there's a chosn and kal in the Beis HaKnesses, you should not make the Misha Berach in the morning, but you should push off the announcement until the afternoon, until Mincha. That's when they should make the Misha Berach for Bahab. Do you know why the Magen Avraham said that? It's because the Simcha was very intense. And the making a simcha intense for chosn and kala means they laned the special haftorah of kimisois chosn al kala kein yoses solayich elokoich. But we today don't do that, and you certainly don't do that when there is a bar mitzvah. So there's nothing to talk about. When there's a bar mitzvah, if this Shabbos, there'll be a bar mitzvah in shul. Of course you make the mishbech for Bahab. You anyway don't lay in the haftar of kimsos chosn al kala. And guess what? Even if there is a chosn and kala, there's an ufra of the Shabbos, since our minig is no longer to read the haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, we're going to read the regular haftorah, the simcha is not so great that you can't make the mishbech for Bahab. So therefore, this Shabbos, no matter what, you're going to make the Mishrech for Bahab during Shachris, not during Mincha, not during Mincha. And I mean, it touches upon this principle, is that when you are in a moment of Simcha, you don't make mention that there's going to be a Tainus. I guess that's the lumness of the Mahari of the Eli Rabbi. Eli Rabbi says that when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's not right to make a Mishberach for those who are going to fast in the coming week, because it's a Zman of joy, and the Zman of joy on a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, certainly extends to Mincha. The entire day is Rosh Chodesh. So we do not do. So this is a basic summary of what's very interesting is what it says in the Luach. Today is not Bahab, even though if the Levush was alive, if the Maharil was alive, if the Ramo was alive, if the author of Masechta Sofrim was alive, they would be very disturbed as to why they would walk the streets in Flatbush and see that the food stores are open and people are going in with masks and gloves into a store to buy food, and ask them, what are you buying food for? It's Bahab today. Guess what? We don't paskin like you. We go like the Eli Rabba, who says you need the announcement to take place. And the announcement did not take place as Per Shabbos because it was Rosh Chodesh. And when it's Rosh Chodesh, we don't want to hear bad news. We don't want to hear about Slichas. You know, it's very interesting, Rabbi Isai. A lot of people passed away. We really need to fast. We really need, if there's ever a year that we need to reflect upon doing teshuva, if not this year, then when? I mean, the horror is really, it's beyond belief. It's beyond, as I'm talking to you, and I go during the break, I just looked at my telephone, I saw another person, another big announcement, another person passed away. If not this year, then when? It hasn't even hit us what has happened. On the other hand, you know, you have Rabbanim telling people, don't be depressed. You're allowed to listen to music during Sefi. We discussed this last week at Lent, the Lomdus. In Achinam, it's technically permitted, but it's a very, very tragic time. And it's at least kedai to say the slichos, at least next week, to read some of the words of the slichos and to reflect. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Meimach Doresh Meimach Kim Liyir Oisai, no one has any answers to anything, but one thing we know for sure is Hashem is being toivea. He wants us to do teshuvah, and it's not something to take lightly. And by the way, Bahab does every so often become a conflict. Okay, Bahab, on a regular year when there is no controversy, when Rosh Chodesh is not, when Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, it's a regular Shabbos, regular, it's after Iyar, and they make the Mishnah Berach. In some years, Bahab coincides with Pesach Sheni. So how do you deal with that? That's not this year. How do you deal with that? So this touches upon another very big controversy. Is Pesach Sheni really a Yom Tov? Pesach Sheni was only a Yom Tov for the Tmeim and the Rechoikim. Anyone that was Tohar, who was in Yerushalayim, brought the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. It's not really a holiday. It's a backup.
A Bahab is only for the Talmidim.
No, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say that. It says the Talmidim started early. No. It's no, I know. Masech the Seifrim says that the Talmidim started early, but the Tzibur started late. I'll read the words of Masech the Seifrim again. It says in Masech the Seifrim, the Talmidim, v'hatalmidim mis'anin boy in Chodesh Nisan, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, mibnei chil Hashem, mibnei kivoyin ha'chil sh'nishraf, b'meh dvarim amudim b'tzina, avo lahaskir b'tzibar osur ad she'yavar Nisan. The Talmidim, they observe Bahab already in Chodesh Nisan. In the last Monday, Thursday, Monday, if you could even have, it's not always possible to have a Monday, Thursday, Monday after Pesach and Chodesh Nisan. But the Talmidim, they did it in the middle of Chodesh Nisan. Oh, but in Chodesh Nisan, you can't fast. You're not allowed to fast in Chodesh Nisan. How could it be the fasting? I don't know. It's not, obviously, you can fast. It's not so simple that you can't, this they say you can't fast. You're not allowed to give a spadim, and there's no tainis. That's a tainis tzibur. We know that in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mikra, then you confess because it was the Petira of Nadav Aviyu. And here you learn that at the end of Chodesh Nisan, on Monday, you also confess that Talmidim would fast in Chodesh Nisan. You cannot institute the Tainus Tzibur in Chodesh Nisan. That's all it says. Okay, but there are years when Bahab is in direct conflict with Pesach Sheni. And this is a very interesting phenomenon. How could it possibly be that it'll be in conflict? Isn't Pesach Sheni a Yom Tov? Not necessarily. Pesach Sheni is a Yom Tov for the Tameim and the Rechoikim. But for the people that did everything they're supposed to do, who are Tohar and are in Yerushalayim, then Pesach Sheni, there's nothing special about Pesach Sheni. Furthermore, let's clarify something. Pesach Sheni cannot be better than Pesach Rishon. What do you do on Pesach Rishon? What do the firstborns do on Pesach Rishon? On the day when you makriv the Korban Pesach, you fast. Tainas b'chorim. On Erev Pesach, the day when you slaughter the Korban Pesach, every firstborn he fasts. So what's so terrible if Klal Yisrael is observing a tainis of Bahab on Pesach Sheni? It's no different than the 14th day of Nisan. On the 14th day of Nisan, everyone knows that if you have a firstborn, you don't go to a Siyam B'chorim, then you have to fast the whole day. You have to go to a Siyam. Okay, this year, the Rabbanim told people that don't fast because of what's going on. The Matziv, you don't have to fast because it's an exceptional year. But Bederech Klal, if a person doesn't go to a Siyam, you have to fast. So if you have to fast on Erev Pesach, A Bechor has to fast. So what's so? So you see that the yomtiv of Shechitas HaPesach is not a yomtiv to the degree that takes away an obligation to fast. So certainly when it comes to Pesach Sheni, that's a much more limited type of festival because it's only for people that were Rochik or Tameh. So what's so terrible if Klal Yisrael fasts on Pesach Sheni? We make out of Pesach Sheni this grand yomtiv. Everyone should eat matzah, and you don't say tachnun, and you don't say lamatzeach, and you would think Mashiach came on Pesach Sheni. Whoever told you that? Pesach Sheni is a yomtiv for the Rechaikim and the Tameim. And just like Pesach Rishon, a Bechor fast, Pesach Sheni, you can have a Bahab, you can fast also. Okay, another more modern controversy for the last 72 years are the people that are very passionate about the observance of Yom Atzmaut. Those who observe Yom Atzmaut, it happens every so often, every once in a while, that Yom Atzmaut coincides with Bahab. So those who are passionate in their observance of Atzmaut, where they recite Hallel, how do you reconcile reciting Hallel and at the same time saying slichos and fasting? You go to an Atzmaut celebration, they serve food. No, they serve food. I remember in the Young Israel, they would serve, Rabbi Orlian would serve blue and white cookies on Yom Atzmaut. Special order, blue and white cookies to celebrate. But every once in a while, Atzmaut is also Bahab. So what do? So there are some religious Zionists, you know, there are plenty of religious Zionists who are passionate about reciting Hallel without a bracha, some with a bracha. I'm not familiar with the sugyas, but the Bederach Klal, the people that I'm aware, that I know, who are passionate about Atzmaut, who do say Hallel, say without a blessing, without a bracha, and they don't say Tachnun, and they observe it as a holiday, a religious holiday in their hashkafa, which is perfectly fine. But how do you deal with the conflict of it also being a tainus of Bahab? So this is a problem. Is it not necessarily a problem? They say that Rav David Lifshitz, he did both. He said it's not a contradiction. You can say slichos and say halal. Is it really a contradiction? Think about it. Is it really a contradiction to say slichos and at the same time recite Hallel? Do you fast? Well, anyway, most people don't fast. Now, what's interesting, though, is if you take that approach, then when Atzmaut coincides with Bahab and it's not a contradiction, why then was it a contradiction? We're going back full circle. Why then was it a contradiction this past Shabbos that was Rosh Chodesh to make the announcement that this week should be Bahab? Okay, this year it's not Nogea. Wednesday is Atzmaut. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, is Yom HaZikaron, and Wednesday is Yom Atzmaut. So this year it's not Nogea, but it does happen every so often where they coincide. Bahab coincides with Atzmaut. And you'll hear from, I'm not talking about the jokers. They're not permitted to come into our kollel. Talking about serious, serious people, serious religious people who cherish the chazivos of Eretz Yisrael, the makir toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, giving us a Medina. And Rabbi Yisrael, think about this. If there wouldn't be a Medina, what would be with the coronavirus for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael? They had the censuses. There are 9 million people living in Eretz Yisrael. That Jews? Does that include only Jews? Or that includes Arabs also? I think it's Jews. I think it means Jews. There are 9 million Jews. What does it say in the news?
Nine. Who's everybody?
Everyone. So how many Jews are there? How many Jews are there? Whatever there are. Now, Rabbi Yisrael.
About a million Arabs.
How many?
About a million.
So 8 million Jews. 8.2 million Jews, approximately, living in Eretz Yisrael. Do you know that Eretz Yisrael was rated by Forbes magazine the safest place to be during coronavirus? The safest place to be. The Israeli government, they took the lead in knowing what to do, how to do it, conducting themselves with the ultimate responsibility to save lives. The Medina. I'm not just talking about the Medina being there to save, to defend and to protect people who live in the Medina. I'm not just talking about the Medina, the only reason why a Jew in America can lift his nose up into the sky with gaiva and walk down the street thinking that he owns the world is because there is a state of Israel that exists. And because there is a state of Israel that gives a Jew throughout the entire world the pride and the gaiva and the courage to hold his nose up high and not be afraid. Besides all of those reasons, just look at practical reasons. Look, there is a government in place that knew what to do, al derech ha-teva, knew what to do, and has the responsibility and the means and the resources to protect people. What would have been had there not been a Medina? What would have been if they would have been under the British mandate, under the British? They're the worst. The UK, you know what happened there in the UK was the worst. How many people died there? They say, could you imagine here? Let's say the state of Israel would have been controlled by America, would have been under the authority of the British, under the authority of the Turks, under the authority of the Egyptians. Rachmana litzlan, the epidemic could have gotten way out of hand. You know how many people could have died? Just the fact that it's under the jurisdiction of Achenu B'nei Yisrael, who appreciate the value of life. The nitzaitz of Yiddishkeit is in them to be machshiv the tzelem Elokim, to be machshiv the kedusha of every person. It's there, it's there, it's deep down, it's there. That is what prevailed to make sure that every single Jew in the state of Israel is protected to the utmost, should not Rachmana Litzlan get sick and die? Isn't that amazing? Isn't the Medina worth it just for that? Forget about the infinite number of things that you can talk about the godless of Medina as Yisrael. So what happens if Atzmaut coincides with Pesach Sheni? So people that are passionate about Eretz Yisrael will tell you, and are passionate about doing Teshuvah, will tell you it's not a contradiction. They've done this. This is an old Torah. I'm telling you, old Chidushim. You say Slichos, and you say Halal. Okay, that's an accepted approach. My only question is, let's now go full circle. This Per Shabbos was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. According to every indication that we have, we should have made the Mishnah Berach that today we should do Teshuvah. We should be fasting today, or at least saying Slichas today. We didn't do it. You know why we didn't do it? The El Yerabah won the day. Why did the El Yerabah win the day? It's Rosh Chodesh. It's a Yom Tov. It's not proper on Yom Tov to make mention of slichos, of fasting and doing slichos. The two don't go together. But the two do go together. The religious Zionists will tell you it's not a contradiction. They can go together. If they can go together in those years, so why couldn't it go together on Shabbos to make the Mishnah Berach? Okay, I don't mean this to be such a big kash. I'm just trying to be mefalpel with you in the inyanim in order to bring out the issues. It's a very interesting topic, I find this topic, these issues of all the different scenarios. Sach HaKol, we learned about, let's review very quickly, review everything we learned today about this topic. There's something called Bahab. Bahab appears in Masechta Sofrim. This is ancient as it gets. Doesn't get more ancient than this. It doesn't appear to have been etched in stone when to fast. You fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, you decide when you want to fast. Today it became standardized. In order that we should get credit, we have to make an announcement publicly that there's going to be 3 fast days. The announcement takes place after Chodesh Nisan. There are 3 primary reasons why we fast. Number one, because we long for the Beis HaMikdash to be restored. We feel the pain after the 2 major Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkot. Number two, we do teshuvah for any avera that may have taken place during the Bein HaZmanim. Number three, there's a change in the weather, which is dangerous for a person to adjust. And therefore, we have to make a public announcement. The public announcement takes place after Chodesh Nisan. Dilemma, what happens when the first opportunity after Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh? What do? We see there's a machloikis. The vast majority of the poskim say, do it right away. Do tshuva right away. Also, there'll be a conflict with Erev Pesach Sheni, a conflict with Erev Lag BaOmer. Yet, who won the day? The Elia Rabbah, he won. And that's why in the Ezra's Torah Luach, it says that this Pesach Shabbos, you don't make any announcement because of the conflict of Rosh Chodesh. We learned about Rav Moshe says that when there's an Ufrof, you can still make the announcement by Shacharis because the only reason why you should push it off is because of Sois Osis. This principle of the Haftorah, special Haftorah, that you lay in when there's a chosan present. We don't do that today. So therefore, you can make the announcement right away in the morning. And if there's a bar mitzvah, you can certainly make the announcement in the morning. Then we also want to point out that every once in a while, we have a conflict. We have a conflict. We have a conflict with Pesach, with Pesach Sheni is a conflict. Some years, Bahab coincides with Pesach Sheni. Oh, Pesach Sheni is a Yom Tif. Who said it's a Yom Tif? Whoever told you? It's a Yom Tif for the Tameim and the Rechikim, but not a Yom Tif for you. Or maybe no. And even if it is a Yom Tif, is it any worse than the first Pesach? You Dalet Nisan. You fast, Bechor fast. So what's so terrible to fast on Yud Dalet Iyar? And what about Atzmaut? Someone who's makir toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, appreciates the chesed of Medinas Yisrael and wants to celebrate and wants to give shevach v'hoidah by saying halal. How in his mind does he reconcile that with saying slichos? Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. You say slichos, you do teshuva, and you can give shevach v'hoidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the chesed of having a Medina. It's not a stira. Oh, it's not a stira. So why then was it a stira to make the announcement? Nope, kasha. It's not such a kasha. You can figure out an answer to that also. Okay, that is our shiur today for Bahab. I hope you found that interesting. I certainly did. We'll take a very short break. Uh-oh, you know what? No break, because we're out of time. So you know what? So let me just tell you of something very short. Okay, we only have 5 minutes. So let me just be mashlim. Let me just be mashlim with something from the parasha that's very apropos. Very apropos for this week's parasha. Here's my sefer. Okay, this week is another doubleheader. You thought you were safe after last week, Tazria Mitzora. All the Balei Kriya got off the hook last week. Can you imagine? They get off the hook, didn't have to lay in Tazria Mitzora, stay up the whole night preparing such a difficult parasha. There was no minyanim, unless you went to an illegal minyan. But many Balei Kriya didn't have to lay in this Pesach Shabbos. But this Shabbos is another doubleheader. Acharei Mois Kedoshim. In this week's parasha, Hashem is telling us.
This coming Shabbos will have to read 4 parashas.
There's a whole shaila to that. That's a whole nother sugya. Can you really do that? Can you really learn 4 parashas for only the max is 2? That's a separate issue. But Hashem already is hinting to us that it's going to come to. I'm not telling any chidush. I'm just going to read to you Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'od. Hashem is already hinting to us that it's coming to an end. It's going to come down to an end, and you're going to go back to the Beis HaKnesses, because in this week's parasha we learn about the mitzvah of Es Mikdoshi Tiro. This week's parasha is where we learn about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The pasuk is Umikdoshi Tirohu Ani Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam has arranged Hafoichba Dekulaba that this week we're going to read have Yira for my Makayim Mikudosh for the Beis HaKnesses. You've been away. You've been driven out. I said driven out. That's not nice to say. We've taken precautions. You have to be positive. There's nothing wrong. This is the Ritzoyin HaBoyre. Dever Bo'ir, Kanei Yisrael Glecha. Okay, believe me, I tell people all the time, the opportunity that we have had, and we still have a few more days, you'll never have your whole life. You should never have. To daven b'yechidus with kavana is such an avoida. It is so challenging. Where are you going to get this opportunity to prove yourself ever again in your life? It's awesome. You should relish this opportunity to wake up in the morning early, to be on time, and to daven. And I told someone, yes, I was speaking to Mrs. Spodek. You know, he comes to our shir, Mr. Spodek, are you here maybe? I was speaking, so she couldn't stop laughing. I told her, I was talking about the virtual minyanim. There are some shuls, it's very good. I try to do this, but it's a long story. Virtual minyanim, where everyone goes on Zoom, at the same time, 7 o'clock, the shul, there are a lot of shuls that do this. 7 o'clock, we're going to daven together. No kedusha, no chazar sashatz, no baruch hu, but we're going to have a chazan. There's an avel, he's going to lead the davening. He's going to say brachas, he's going to say the psuk of the zimra, he's going to say yishtabach, he's going to say shema, he's going to say the shemona eshrei out loud, word for word. No chazar sashatz, just the first time around. And that way we'll all daven together. There's something to it. So I told her, I says, there are some shuls that try this, but the problem is everyone comes late. They call the minion for Zoom, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, there are two people logged in. 7:05, another two people come. By 7:15, maybe you'll have eight, nine people. Nothing ever changes. Whether you go to a real physical shul or you go to a virtual shul, the minig is to come late no matter what. No matter what, whether it's a virtual Zoom meeting room or it's a real physical shul, late is late. You can't change people no matter what. Unbelievable. She couldn't get over that. But in any event, think about the opportunity. It's unbelievable. The nisayon, to be able to overcome the nisayon and daven with kavana. Chaperayin, it's Baruch Hashem. All indications are that soon enough, they're going to loosen up. They're going to loosen up the restrictions. They're going to open up the shul. It's going to be very, very bizarre. They're going to open the shul soon. That's what they're predicting. They're only going to let in like 10 people at a time. 15 people at a time. They'll have like multiple minyanim for a week or two, and then they'll have whatever. It's going to be gradual, very, very gradual. It's probably like in a week or two they're going to make these announcements. You can go back to shul, probably not this Shabbos, probably the next Shabbos. What Shabbos at Emor? I don't know. That's what they're talking about. Maybe Parashas Emor, you'll be able to go to shul with only 10 people. Only 10 people. About like three minyanim, a vesikin minyan, an 8 o'clock minyan, whatever, 9:30 minyan, daven very fast, come with your purel, 10 people have to stay apart, and then the next week they'll do whatever, they'll go in gradual stages. Also age, you have to be of a certain age. I don't know if the people in the koil are qualified. Sorry guys, I don't know if they're going to let you go back in the first wave. They may prevent you from coming in the first wave. I don't mean to insult anyone here. But any event. Gesunde hate. Okay, but in any event, in Mikdashi, this week it says in the parasha Mikdashi Tirol. Look what it says. Look what it says in the Shulchan. I should read you these words. Okay, look what it says. These, you're supposed to do this every single day. Every single day you're supposed to do this. At least we should do this the day that we come back. It says, Oid kosa v'share teshuva. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. This is the Mishnah Berurah writes this. B'shem sefer pre-eitz chayim v'zel l'shoyne. Nira. Sheyoymar techila b'veis elokim yahalech b'rogesh. As you come near the shul, you should say the words. The Beis Elokim, the house of Hashem, you travel berogesh, with trepidation. Then you should stop. Yargish the yirta. Yush'atzmoy b'konsoy l'beis ha'kneses meroiv pachtoy. You should be terrified to walk into the Beis ha'kneses. You should feel an emor walking in. V'yamtin. And before you walk in, stop. Stop. The yishema'at. Delay. Shelo yichnois bepesa pisim. Don't just walk in suddenly. The koidim sheyikones yoimar. You should say the words va'ani biroiv chastecha. Avoy veisecha. With the abundance of your kindness. Avoy veisecha birasecha. I come into your... It's taka beroiv chastecha. We're all survivors. Every person that zoicha to come back to shul is a survivor. Va'ani beroiv chastecha avol veisecha. With the abundance of your kindness, do I come back to your bias? The achar kach yichnois, and with that frame of mind, then you walk in. Uchashi yikones lebeis hakneses. Yishtachave. Bow down. Neged hahechol. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to do every single day. I've never seen anyone do this. But I think we should do this the first time with Zoyche to return very soon to the Beis HaKnesses. B'mheira v'yameinu amen. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai. Okay, all the best to you.
Write it up, write it up.
Rabbi Levi.
Yes.
Paper will be making deliveries on any amount.
What?
Paper Riffic. The announcers are making deliveries and...
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Rabbi Levi.
Yes.
Do you think there'll be a change in attitude towards the army in Medina Yisrael after this?
There was a beautiful article in Mishpacha. Go online. Mishpacha, by the way, Mishpacha magazine is free. Would you believe it? The whole Mishpacha now is free online. It's a very good magazine. It's an expensive magazine. It's free online. They have a beautiful article about Bnei Brak. About the IDF and Bnei Brak. When the IDF, when the Medina sent in the IDF to shut down Bnei Brak, they write about what happened. They write about the experience. It's a very beautiful article. Read the article. It's on the website, mishpacha.com. You'll find it there. You'll find it there soon.
The question is, will it continue? Will this continue?
Who knows? No one knows anything. No one knows anything. No one knows anything.
There was a Hasidic guy who was davening in a Litvish minyan on yesterday, and he right after Shemini Esrei he skipped Tachnum, and everyone started yelling, "Why Tachnum?" He says, "Today you haven't said Tachnum for 30 days. This is the first time, so it's a yontif to you that you're going to say Tachnum. So if it's a yontif."
A real Litvak. A Litvak. Can't wait. Can't wait to say Tachanun.
Where are the others?
Chalishing to say Tachanun, the Litvaks. Rabbi Reisman said, Rabbi Reisman always likes to say it. He always likes to, I don't think he's joking, I think he's serious. He can't wait for Bay's for Beis Iyar. He can't wait to say Tachnun again. He misses saying Tachnun. Mark, do you miss saying Tachnun? You miss it? Okay.
I became a big Tachnun man.
Baruch Hashem.
Amari, come over here.
All right.
All right, there's too much noise. May it in Shabbos. Be well.
I'm shutting
okay,
it off.
Okay.
Take care, everybody. Be healthy.
Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay safe. Have a good day. Be well.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi
Levine. Oh, Michal, I will have the book for you. I'm going to bring it to you. Let me just write down your address. Michal, you there?
Okay.
What's your address?
I'm here.
Yeah. What's your address?
1360.
Okay. So when I'm outside, I'll call you when I'm outside.
Okay.
But just wash it off. Just wash off the book so there shouldn't be any contamination. All right.
The book.
Whatever the cover.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? Whatever. It's, you know, play it safe. I'll wash it there also, but it's gonna be in my bag, so whatever. All right.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. I'll see whatever. I don't know when exactly. Maybe whatever. I guess within an hour. I might have to go somewhere first. I'll see.
That's fine. Okay. Just ring the bell on the right side.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Aaron, how are you? Mr. Cohen, how are you feeling?
Tomorrow, when I get an email over here, I should have mentioned it before, they're having the memorial for the soldiers they're having in Israel tonight. But I received an email back around 2:30 today. It's on Facebook. It's on facebook.com/MASA Israel. They sent me an email. I sent an email to Appledorf, and I should ask if he took a look at it. But so they have the criteria of like what they're gonna have, the number of people that maybe they lost their children or lost people. They mentioned the names of different people. Who will be speaking?
Where is this? That online Zoom? It's a Zoom event.
No, I received an email a few days ago, and then reminded the other day. So it mentioned the criteria. But if you have an email, can I mail it to you?
Yeah. Please send it to me. You have my email address?
Yes, please.
Ephraim Levine, with an F. E F R.
Could you repeat it again, please?
Do you have text? Do you have text on your telephone?
No.
Okay, my email address.
The
E-F-R-A-I-M.
Yeah.
Levine. L-E-V-I-N-E.
E-N.
L-E-V-I-N-E.
Right.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. I'll do it right away.
Okay, thank you.
Ephraim Levine. If you don't get it, give me a call. Okay, we should call.
Okay, have a good day.
I was going to say bye-bye.